The Trump administration is forcing the head of Yellowstone National Park out of his job. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Dan Wank says the National Park Service will replace him with a new superintendent this August.
I'm feeling like I devoted 43 years of my life. I think I have a record of achievement with the National Park Service that at the end of the day doesn't matter. And I'm just no longer wanted at Yellowstone National Park.
Wank recently announced he would retire from his job running Yellowstone in March of 2019 instead of being reassigned to a new role in D.C. But then this week, he says, acting director of the National Park Service, P. Daniel Smith, gave him an ultimatum. Take the new position in D.C. or retire early.
Even though I told them that I was going to retire, that seemed not to make a difference. So extremely disappointed is probably a mild way to explain it.
In fact, he says he feels abused. According to a recent Inspector General report, some senior leaders within the Park Service feel they're being reshuffled for political or punitive reasons. This rings true for Steve Yopst. He's the former deputy superintendent of Yellowstone National Park and served under Wank for years.
This just seems to be, sudden, not fair to basically the employees of Yellowstone.
He speculates his former boss is being pushed out due to politics. Wank was all about protecting and preserving the park. He was open to controlling visitation, and Yopst says that ruffled feathers among some nearby businesses who make their money off the millions of people who visit Yellowstone each year. Yopst says Wank was also planning to move some Yellowstone bison to northeastern Montana at the request of the Fort Peck Indian Reservation there.
I'm not sure if that rubs the current administration the wrong way, but certainly the transport of bison to reservations in Montana is not very well thought of by the ranching interests in the state of Montana.
Ranchers there are concerned the bison could spread a disease called brucellosis to their cattle. There's never been a documented case of that actually happening in the wild, but it's a real fear in the ranching community, and Yopst says those ranching interests have the ear of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Superintendent Wank acknowledges that he and Zinke have butted heads on bison management before, but
I thought we were on track, and I thought he was very supportive of what we were doing and how we were doing it, and that we were going to get it done.
Reassignments and replacements among senior leaders within the Park Service are nothing new. Eric Austin is a political scientist who specializes in bureaucracy, public lands, and natural resources. He says things are different under the Trump administration.
This situation is unique.
He says Trump's Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, runs his department like the former Special Forces commander he used to be.
There is a sort of pretty strong, almost militaristic hierarchy that seems to be in place. That's kind of tinged by the expectation of loyalty associated with it.
That expectation of loyalty is something Wank is familiar with. He says he's heard Zinke talk about employees not being loyal to the Interior Department. But Wank also says that loyalty is a two-way street.
And I'm not feeling like there's any loyalty to professionals in the National Park Service who have devoted their careers. And we don't even warrant a discussion in terms of why we're doing this and what's going on.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's office did not respond with a comment for this story. But in a letter obtained by the Mountain West News Bureau, Interior Department officials say they are reassigning Wank to oversee national parks in the D.C. metro area. They say he has the experience and leadership skills to manage urban parks and working with lawmakers. Wank says he doesn't know if he'll take the job or retire early. He says this late in his career, it doesn't make sense to relocate to D.C. for the last few months of his service. He also says he'll be replaced at Yellowstone by Cameron Challey, who is currently the head of the National Park Service's Omaha office. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.